state wrestling coverage on Q92 from the XL Energy Center, brought to you by Runnings in Canby, Canby Inn and Suites, Doug Service and Marine, Ag Plus Cooperative, Independent Oil Company, Nemitz Insurance, Rangard Electric, Ridge Rock Financial, Canby Builder Supply. Wrestling brought to you by Cliff Beesman Incorporated, MVTV Wireless, Minnesota West Community College, State Line Bar and Grill, Olson Dray Service, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Lee Motor Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Countryside Auto, Hero Sports Bar, Johnson Memorial Health Services, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Appleton Area Health, Wild Car Wash, Canby Drug and Gifts, Cadet's Chiropractic, Pete's Electric Motor, Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison, Livestock Systems, Sturdivant's of Canby, Canby Liquor Store, Rainier Auction Company, Canby Meat Center, Southwest Insurance, CCM Health. Wrestling brought to you by First Security Bank, Cornerstone Craving, and Sather Building Supply. Thanks for joining us here on Q92 for state wrestling coverage with Dick Newman and Danny Lee.
Good morning and welcome to the Xcel Energy Center. Dick Newman along with Danny Lee bringing you individual wrestling today. And 13 wrestlers to try to cover, eight on eight mats, and 10 from Class A and three from Class AA. So, Danny, it's a good time for individual wrestling.
It is. And again, great crowd. People are here. They're fired up. Triple A is starting to wind down in the first round here, and they're going to start sending out the single A because it can really get to be a disaster with the quick pins.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some matches at 107 going on in Class A, and there are still some heavyweights going on in Class AAA. They're going to have continuous wrestling, so like Danny said, we hope we don't miss anybody. But our first wrestler is Isaac Guzman from Canby at 114 pounds.
And we're thinking he's going to come up on like mat 7, but with all the moving around, we are never sure, so we'll try and keep a lookout for the blue and orange singlets and the coaches, and that's the way we're going to be able to pick them out.
For more. Yeah. We have 114, 121, 127, 133, 139, 145, 152, 160, 172, 189, and 215. So
it's going to be busy.
Yeah. The Class AAA, that wasn't so bad because didn't have to, you knew they were all going up the next weight class as time goes on, but with some from one class still on the mats and the new class coming out, it's going to be difficult.
They started doing this about 2 or 3 years ago where they started moving the kids around. They used to have them assigned to a mat. You were going to wrestle on mat 2, you stayed there.
Yeah.
So you knew they were coming up. That way your fans could kind of bunch up down by mat 2 and cheer you on, and now they can ship you across the other way and be down on mat 7 or 8, and it's just crazy. I don't get it. I don't think it saves that much time for them, but they must think it's essential to the tournament, so we got to go with their rules,
I guess. Anyway, the first one that we will watch is Isaac Gambies. He's a senior with a going into the tournament, 27-6 record. This is how he got here. He won by a tech fall of 16-0 over Colin Peters from KMS, and then he won by fall at 101 over Nick over Landon Mullen from Minneota, and in the championship he won 17-6 over Jameson Wade from Painesville, and he was the champion, and he won three matches last night too in the team part.
Up on the board right now, we got Isaac Guzman. He will be up next on mat number 7.
Okay.
He will be wrestling Christian Primal, And then over on mat one, we'll have Eli Greenman from Canby, and he will be wrestling Clayton Hoban. So we're going to have two going right away. So, but one will be nice and close to us. That'll be nice. Isaac's going to be all the way across the arena, so be doing a lot of announcing. And he's coming out on the mat right now. Like I said, he is wrestling Christian Pohl from Frazee. Isaac's got a 23-6 record.
What
and
mat is that?
They're on mat 7.
Oh, way down.
Yep. Eli Greenman will be on that one. Rusin steps in, gets a takedown right out on the edge of the mat, but they call it, they were out of bounds, so no points awarded. But, oh, he did. They did award it. There it is. Popped up on the screen, so Isaac takes a 3-0 lead right off the bat. He's going to cut Crowell free, so 3-1. Now he shoots in another high single. Got Prowl up, dance around the mat, trips him down, gets another takedown. 6-1. Let's him go again. Must maybe have seen him wrestle before and know that they can take advantage of him on his feet or something. So he's got him lifted in a high single, 1 foot way up in the air. Takes him down and lets him go right away. So 9-3. Takes him down this time. I think he gets some near fall points out of it. Official down looking at it. He does have him in a near side cradle, but it gets broke.
Eli Greenman coming out on mat one. Senior with a 41-9 record going into the tournament yesterday. And he'll be facing Cleveland Avar, senior from Mahoman, Wabon. They're locked up.
On the Guzman match, he ended up getting a 4-point near fall out of that. Cuts Carl loose, so leading 16-4 right now. If he can take him down, he will get a tech fall here in the first round. Right out on the edge of the mat, they go out of bounds. Did they award? Yep, they did. They awarded a 3-point takedown for that. So Isaac Guzman wins 19-4 to start off his state tournament.
Eli Greenman on mat one got a takedown. He went in on a single and spun around Bubar and got the takedown, leading 3-0 right now. As Bubar flapped on his stomach, he got an arm bar in, bringing back almost like a chin drop. But Hubbard got that arm out and is trying to sit out right now. Greenman going with him and broke him down to his stomach right on the edge of the mat, looking for an arm bar, and he's got a leg trapped. So Hubbard is basically on his belly. He's got a deep waist in, trying to grab that far wrist. Walk him over if he can. Now he hops over. He's got that arm bar in. Got that far wrist trapped. Getting out to the side and hop back to the other side. Still got that arm bar in. He's trying to bring that and bring him over.
Stop for potentially dangerous with 5 seconds to go in the period.
Okay. Can't see if we have anybody else coming up. But
I just looked at who's on deck. Nobody
on any of the
on
maps
deck right now.
Okay.
So I'll try and keep scrolling across.
Engineer, a nice deep waist, and the time runs out of the first period. Choice goes to Huban, and he wants to go neutral. So 3-0, both on their feet. Eli Freeman leading, and he got another takedown in the second period.
Yeah, did a nice scramble there. His opponent shot in on him, and he just tucked his head and just armbar here.
Yeah, he's got it way across his back. Nice, comes around the other way and working for maybe a near side cradle, but
Hovind is able to block that off.
Yep. Doing a good job of riding. Hovind not doing a whole lot yet. Now he tries to sit out kind of as Freeman on his on his hips, but he falls back over and working on armbar again. He's got him on his back here now. It's a pinning combination. I don't know if he can pin him with this, but he's got some points coming. And
another 4-point near fall for him, so he takes a 10-0 lead here, 40 seconds to go in the second period. Still have nobody on deck coming up. I'll check it again here in a second, because every time there's a match done, why they bring in the new ones and scroll up who's on deck. So they'll try and stay on top of that. Freeman trying to do a tilt here on Hovind, but Hovind's blocking it off. Still 10-0 with 13 seconds to go, second period.
Hovind really hasn't done a whole lot to, well, give credit to Eli.
He really hasn't had a chance to.
Right.
Eli's pretty much had him pinned to the mat and running arm bars and doing everything else to him, so.
Right. So they're in the third period now. It's still 10 to nothing.
I think it was Hovind's choice, and he chose to go neutral.
Yep.
He knew for sure he didn't want to take down.
Right.
Eli got him out easy.
Nice scramble, and he gets another takedown, leading now 13 to nothing.
One more takedown here, and he would get himself a tech ball.
Right.
I'm sure he's looking at that. Save the energy. Hovind shoots in. Eli just kind of stuffs him. Now he's got him in a front headlock. Trying to snap him by and come back up to their feet. Does a little arm drag, goes around the corner, gets the takedown, and that's going to do it. He will win this first round by a tech ball at the 446 point. So there is Isaac. So the first two guys that have come out have, it looks like they're in the right frame of mind for the job we've got to do here. Come out both guys, one handily, tech ball. So we'll probably send it back to the station and keep our eyes peeled on who's coming up and they can run some ads. Who's next? Vanguard.
Vanguard, yeah. 127.
You can keep that.
Yeah, I don't know if we can use this.
Oh.
But if we can, we can.
Ty Vanguard is on deck on mat one, so he'll be up shortly. At least. No. Ty Ringard's on deck on that one, so.
You can save big at Canby Drug and Gifts in downtown Canby. They're taking 40% off all Christmas items. That's right, 40% off all Christmas items at Canby Drug and Gifts. They're open Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday they'll be open from 9 to 2. Camby Drug and Gifts says thank you for shopping local this holiday season.
Camby Drug and Gifts, a store full of treasures.
Caddox Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddox Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby.
Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated in Mineota is here to help. Pete's Electric Motor has now brought in the starter and alternators for ag and construction equipment. Pete's Electric repairs electric motors and has new and used electric motors on hand. Pulleys and belts, all your air needs, dryers, hoses, fittings, and cast air compressors. Pete's also has new and used pallet racking. Pete's Electric Motor, with over 25 years of experience, just a mile and a half north of Mineota on County Road 3. Give Brandon a call at 507-872-5188. Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Mineota.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
Back here at the Excel Energy Center, at 127 pounds from Camby, Ty Rangan, and his opponent will be Mo Erdman. From
Adrian. They have probably met each other before. Oh, Ty Rangard shoots in a nice double, but Erdman just blocks that off and just does a quick shot, throws his arm over the top and gets a takedown. So Erdman leads 3-1, and right away he lets Rangard go. Rangard shoots him in and Erdman blocks that. So it's going to be 6-1 now, shortly into the period. Rangard up on his feet, tries to get away, and Erdman just shoves him away. So 6-2. Now Erdman gets Rangard in a headlock, and this is tight. He's got at least a 4-point near fall coming. The official, there's the fall. So at the 46 seconds, Rangard will. Now he's got to rely on Mo Erdman to advance in the tournament, or if Erdman gets beat this next round, Ty Rangard will be done. So his fate lays in the hands of Erdman.
Nobody upright on deck that I can see, so we'll send it back to the studio. We'll have more wrestling.
Yeah. Okay, they might have just put it up there. So
okay, they probably did. So,
but we could send it back for a couple.
We'll send it back real quick. And when we come back, Adam Devomek from Mineota will be up.
S-T-U-R-D-E-V-A-N-T-S, come and see Sturdivant's. What we do, we got more than that for you. Friendly folks to make you smile. You know we go that extra mile. Come inside, it's clean and bright. We got the way to treat you right. S-T-U-R-D-E-V-A-N-T-S, come and see Sturdivant's. Have it.
Sturdivant's Auto Supply, located downtown Canby. They're your headquarters for auto, truck, tractor parts, machine shop service.
Visit Canby Liquor, your friendly hometown liquor store. Experience their great service, big selection, and low prices. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Canby Liquor wishes the Canby Lancer wrestlers the best of luck at the Minnesota State Wrestling Tournament. Go Lancers! Rainier Auction Company in Canby is a full-service, family-owned auction company specializing in machinery, farm, land, real estate, personal property, live and online auctions, and on-site appraisals. Hay and Stover auctions are Mondays at 1:30. Rainier Auction Company is licensed, bonded, and insured. Visit their website at RainierAuction.com. Rainier Auction Company, experience you can trust.
Canby Meat Center right on Canby's Main Street is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday 8 to noon. This week, USDA Choice Boneless Beef New York Strip Steak, $14.99 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Arm Steak is $6.99 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Arm Roast at $6.49 a pound. At Canby Meat Center, you'll find bone-in center-cut pork chops at $2.29 a pound. Bone-in thick-cut pork chops at $2.29 a pound. That's Canby Meat Center, downtown Canby on Main Street. Call them at 507-223-5292. Like them on Facebook.
Kerry Harding and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are dedicated to the success of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Southwest Insurance Services today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Oh, welcome back to the Excel Energy Center. Adam Dovomik, the first Minneota wrestler, is on deck on map 5. This is how he got there. He won by fall at 140 over Brian Knob of BBE. Then he won by a check fall 22-4 over Cole Frederick from KMS. And in the finals, he won 15-1 over Edwin Gonzalez from ACGC. And he'll be wrestling number 8 wrestler, state-ranked wrestler in the state, Reggie George, a senior from Osakis with a 33-4 record. Reggie got here by beating, winning by fall over Christian Lancero from West Central area. And then he won a 10-1 major decision over Tumor Hennessy from Fertile Beltrami. And then in the championship match, he won 7-2 over Hudson Currax of Border West. And he was a champion. So that match is up here pretty soon.
He is. There was a quick fall right before him, so that worked out perfect.
Perfect.
Was just looking at to see how much time was left in the period, and I'm not sure who it was that got the pin, but I do believe he will be
on map 5. Okay.
So officials are just standing on the mat talking. They're waiting for the wrestlers to come in. And here they come.
Wearing
the dark
white uniform. And
no, on map 5, they're the dark black with the kind of yellow stripes or deep, deep blue, whatever it is. It's real dark.
Okay.
Be easy to pick apart because his opponent, Reggie George, is in red, so we should be able to see this one pretty easy.
Right.
Both wrestlers all putting their ankle straps on and getting ready to go here. Shaking hands, and away we go. Off the mat, right off the whistle here. Devoma tries an arm drag, just rolls George kind of down to his hip and then just bull rushes him and shoves him off the mat. So Adam trying to go out there and set the pace here, I think.
Adam himself is ranked in the state number nine against number 8.
Yep. Should be a dandy match. Both Adam's a junior, George is a senior, but Adam tried a little arm drag there, nice, but it slipped off a little, and then George kind of put him in a front headlock, and now he's got the Iro right on, up on their feet. Adam picking him up, trying to tip him, and brings him down to the mat. The official stops it for potentially dangerous. George had his arm wrapped around Adam in a kind of a chin lock, and Adam picked him up and brought him down, so the official just stopped it. Both guys just kind of trying to get some control here. It started out real quick, but now it seems to have kind of settled down and just kind of doing a little head fighting. 1 minute to go in the first period. Official calls a stalemate. Both guys are just kind of locked up in a headlock and not getting anything done, so the official stops it and gets them a fresh start. Right off the whistle, Adam shot in a beautiful single, but actually probably overshot it, and George was able to kind of spin around the corner, but both got away, and no points were awarded. George tries a duck under. Adam counters that with another duck under, and both guys back up to their feet. They step out of bounds. Back to the middle. 18 seconds to go, I believe it is, on the clock. Yep. 18 seconds to go in the first period. Adam shoots in, lifts George up, trying to get her on that corner. George just hanging onto that one leg of Adam. Adam's trying to get that leg hooked. Oh, he's got him put on his back right now. Kind of a scramble. Maybe it wasn't necessarily a pinning combination, but there he comes around the corner and gets the takedown right before the end of the period. So he'll take a he'll take a 3-point lead, 3-0 into the second period. It's going to be George's choice. He defers. Adam looks over his coaches and going to choose down, I believe. Yep. So that was a big 3 points there right at the end of the period. Neither guy could put it right off the whistle. Adam stands up, peeling hands, but George steps around front and trips Adam back down to the mat. Now he's got him back down. Just got the spiral right on Adam, just putting a lot of pressure. They're right out of the edge of the circle. And George tried to push Adam out. Adam just pulled his hand away and then just turned the corner and stepped away right on the edge of the circle. So he takes a gets a 1-point escape. 4-0. Both guys just back in that. And, you do that 2-3 times, you'll probably get a falling on George there. So, wrestler's set, ready to go again. A little over a minute to go in the second period. Both guys are back into that head tie, and just neither one can do anything. Oh, beautiful snap down there by Adam. Just he caught George leaning in a little bit, just cupped the back of his head, snapped it down to the mat, and went around the corner, gets the takedown. So we'll take a 7-0 lead here, 40 seconds to go in the mat in the second period.
Next up for our viewing area is Kaylin Merritt at 145 pounds. His parents are Brooke and Blaine, and he'll be wrestling Orrin Hart, a senior with a 34-8 record from Bertha Hewitt-Burndale. Merritt's record going into the tournament, 21-17, but he wrestled 3 times last night. We're still waiting for him to come up.
30 seconds left back in the Devlamic match. George did get away, so he got an escape. So it's 7-1 right now.
His folks are Tim and Kelly. Tim Devlamic helped us for a few years, too.
Yep. 23 seconds to go. Fresh start in the middle. Here we go. Blue whistle. Both guys get back into that head tie. But it's worked good for Adam because he's gotten a couple takedowns out of it. Just really powerful snap downs. He feels George stepping in on him, and he just snaps that head down to the mat and goes around the circle. So I'm guessing George is not going to push into him anymore. He's going to be a little more cautious during that head tie. That's going to end the second period, 7-1. Official talking to George because he deferred, asking what he wants to do, and it looks like he's going to go down.
Adam riding from the right side. And he's
George trying to stand up. Adam's got a kind of a spiral right on him, right out on the edge of the mat, goes down to a single, brings him back to the mat, gets control. Oh, just about tilted him over the top there. That would have been an easy 3 points or so, but George was able to kick back and get to his belly. Both guys just sitting out on the edge of the mat here. Adam trying to work some wrist control, get George flattened out. Official calls a stalemate, 1:23 to go. Well, they're still going. I thought he called a whistle there. George tries to stand up. Adam walks around or slides around front and the official calls a stalemate. Go back to the middle. These guys are very equal in power. You can tell it's the way they're wrestling. Neither guy can really take a whole lot of control of anything. But Adam does have a nice 7-1 lead here with 1:06 to go in third period. Up into a spiral ride, throws a half, and oh, now he kind of stuck his head in George's armpit, and George tried to headlock him. Adam just pushed it off his head and let him go away. So 7-2 right now. Both guys into that hand tie again. Now George shoots down underneath on a single on Adam. Adam's got it blocked off pretty good, sprawling out right onto the edge of the mat. Spins around. Now Adam's inside the circle, and George is outside the circle. And the official calls a stalemate. Seconds to go in the period. Oh, George shoots in. Or Adam shoots in on a nice little single there. Trying to get around the corner. George has a wizard locked in, trying to hang on to Adam, keep him down, but Adam's going to go around and secure the takedown, and that should really do it here. That makes it 10-2 with 20 seconds to go. And George just kind of, after that takedown, he just kind of went flat to his belly and just sitting there. He knows it. And that's going to do it. Adam's going to advance into the tournament 10-2.
We keep looking for Dylan Merrick to come up and haven't seen him yet, so we'll send it back to the studio for this quick timeout, but we will be back.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1. Well, let's get back to the XL Energy Center. More wrestling action with Dick Newman and Denny Lee.
Yep, we're back here at the XL Center waiting for Talon Merritt to come up. He is going to be wrestling Owen Hart of Bertha Hewitt, Ferndale. Right down on map 3, not too far from us. We like that a lot better in the far maps. A little easier to see the scoreboards and everything. Wrestlers checking in at the head table, getting their assignments for ankle bands they put on. And we're about ready to go here. Owen Hart is a senior with a 34-8 record. Amber Ross. Talon Merritt, he's a sophomore with a 21-17 record. So gaining valuable experience down here.
Can we put their old uniforms on today? It's a lot easier to see them today.
Hart shoots in on a high single. It had the Talon up hopping around on one leg and gets the takedown. Now they go out of bounds. So Hart leading 3-0 off the whistle. Talon does a nice stand-up. Hart picks him up and brings him down hard. Trying to dig the armbar in on the left side of Talon here. Talon fighting that off, turning his hip away. are just riding parallel on top right now, trying to dig a wrist out or get an arm bar out of something, but Talon doing a good job of blocking. Now Hart tries to reach down underneath and get a two-on-one wrist ride, but Talon peels that off. Right out in the middle of the mat. Hart trying to lift the leg and get the weave in on Talon, but Talon's doing a good job of blocking everything Hart's throwing at him. It's just 3-0 yet. 45 seconds to go here, first period. Hart throws in a pretty stiff cross face there. That's going to be a stalemate. Good for Talon there. He gets a fresh start. He hit a really nice stand-up there and on that last whistle, so see if he can try that again. Oh, we got a little flinch. Looks like Talon's going to get called for that. Just a caution, no points awarded. Good whistle start there by Hart. Went from one side to the other real quick. Caught Talon just kind of sitting there a little bit. Now he's trying to weave in an arm bar. Talon's got a hold of the wrist. Doing a good job underneath, blocking everything that Hart is trying to get onto him to work some pinning combination or something. Talon comes up to his knees. Hart breaks him back down. Just kind of riding parallel on him. Yeah, there's been no warnings for stalling or anything yet, but he digs in. He's got the far wrist and tries to scoop an elbow, tries to tilt him over, but Talon stops it, and that ends the first period. So 3-0 in favor of Hart. It was, I believe, Talon's choice. Felt confident that he can maybe get in underneath him or something. Hart goes for that Russian tie, and Talon just whips his hands out of there.
Talon shoots in on a single.
Rocked over onto his hip right now. Hart kind of came out the back door. They're in that scramble mode again where they just go around in circles and circles and circles until somebody hooks. Hart gets the ankle hooked of Talon and is going to get another takedown.
Yep.
So 6-0. 1:20 to go in the second period.
Got a leg trapped.
And I got a crossface trying to just power Talon over, but Talon's doing a good job of blocking that. Peels the wrist off.
Had up on his base. Talon did. Now Hart takes him over on a tilt.
He's kind of one of those guys that's comfortable in the goofy positions, and that tilt, it's not a pinning combination. It is a pinning combination, but you very seldom see people get pinned out of it, but it's easy points. He's going to get a 4-point near fall out of that. There's been nothing awarded yet because he still has that arm bar and far wrist on Talon, so the same pinning combination is there. Talon gets up and spins away.
And now he gets a takedown, and Talon gets a 1-point escape. They go off the mat.
10-1. Hart shoots back in on Talon, snags a single, is trying to come around the corner. Talon hanging on to that far leg. Hart's going to get another takedown. So 13-1 right now. 1:12 to go in the second period. Hart is very quick on his feet. He shot in and just kind of swept that right knee of Talon's, and they stop the match. Oh, that's the end of the second period there. So 13-1 right now in favor of Orrin Hart, and he chose neutral. Talon does a little half shot, comes up with an underhook. Hart gets his arm pulled out of that. Now he goes in for a single. Talon blocks that. Hart does have Talon down underneath him in a front headlock here. Tries to snap it by. Talon blocks that. Tries going on a fireman's carry. Now he goes to a Kelly. Hart comes around, man. He's quick. Gets a takedown, and that's going to do it. 16-1. Orrin Hart wins that match.
Okay.
Dave, we see nothing coming up yet. Paul Ramo's helping us out to let us know when people are coming out, and there's nothing, so we can send it back to the studio. But keep that dial tuned to Q92, as we will be back with more matches.
For all your insurance needs, stop in to Nemitz Insurance Agency, located at 114 2nd Street West in Canby. They offer complete insurance needs, including auto, home, crop, farm, life, and health insurance. Call 507-223-5280. That's 507-223-5280. All your insurance needs under one roof. Nemitz Insurance Agency, located at 114 2nd Street West in Canby. Wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck.
Rangard Electric is your full-service electrical serving southwest Minnesota and eastern South Dakota since 2008. Jeremy Rangard resides just outside of Canby with his wife and five children. He is a licensed master electrician and a licensed electrical contractor in Minnesota and South Dakota. Jeremy is proud to serve the community he grew up in, as well as the surrounding area. Rangard Electric specializes in residential, commercial, and farm wiring needs. Give Jeremy a call at 507-828-5157 to discuss your next project. We are also on Facebook.
At Ridge Rock Financial Services, we prioritize your understanding of your investments. Our advisors act solely in your best interest, guiding you on retirement assets, life insurance, annuities, and general investing. Locally owned and operated in Canby, Ridge Rock has the expertise to assist retirees, new savers, and employers with retirement benefits. Get started today. Call Nick at 507-223-5115 or visit ridgerockfs.com.
Canby Builder Supply, located on Highway 68, carries a wide range of building materials for your home or business projects. Canby Builder Supply can assist you with building materials that you may need for those indoor or outdoor projects, and they have great low prices. Canby Builder Supply is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. So shop local, shop Canby Builder Supply. They're located right off Highway 68 in Canby. Check out their current promotion on vinyl flooring. Get 10% off if you order before March 18th. Call 507-223-5637.
Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota, wishes to thank their truck drivers for the world-class job that they do, and also to their retired drivers who have helped build this company into what it is today. Cliff Beastman Incorporated recognizes the men and women delivering the goods and services that keeps our economy moving. It is one of the most important and demanding jobs. We appreciate you and thank you. This message comes to you from Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota.
Broadband to managed Wi-Fi to farm network services. Get connected with MBTV Wireless, your one-stop shop for all your internet needs. Call MBTV Wireless today at 320-564-4807. MBTV Wireless Internet, connecting rural Minnesota.
Attention current and future Blue Jay students, the application for Minnesota West's Fall 2025 scholarships is open, and you don't want to miss it. We're offering a variety of scholarships to help reduce tuition costs and support your education journey. Whether you're a new or returning student or a high school senior, there are options available for you, including scholarships for campuses, academic programs, workforce training, and more. Visit mnwest.edu for more details and apply today. Minnesota West, where your future begins.
State Line Bar and Grill is a popular dining destination by Lake Cochrane with a range of options from their steakhouse, sports bar, and grill menus. They offer a casual atmosphere for patrons to enjoy drinks and socialize. Saturday night is prime rib night. They are located at 4000 Edgewater Drive in Gary, South Dakota. State Line Bar and Grill is open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 1 a.m. Check their Facebook page for specials and updates. That's State Line Bar and Grill.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Soybean farmers feed more than just humans. Rest assured, the meat you eat is fed quality soybean meal, which is high in protein and energy. 48% of soybean meal is fed to poultry, 26% to swine, and 12% to beef cattle. Animal feed is just one use that demonstrates the versatility of soybeans, and checkoff dollars help find even more ways to put soybeans to use. This message is brought to you by the Lac La Parle County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Right now, we're at 11:26. Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM.
Blue on blue, heartache on heartache, blue on blue, now that we are through. We used to walk two by two, lovers pass, and as they're passing by, I could die, 'cause you're not here with me. Now the trees are bare, there's sadness in the air, and I'm as blue as I can be. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache, blue on blue, now that we are through. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache, and I find I can't get over losing you. Night after lonely night, we meet in dreams as I run to your side. You wait with open arms that now are closed to me. Through a veil of tears, your vision disappears, and I'm as blue as I can be. Blue.
Back here at the Excel Energy Center, Sam Dreets out there from Canby, a senior. Tess and Lane are his folks. And just out here against Staples Motley, Riley Reese, a senior or a junior going into the tournament. He wrestled three times yesterday, and he's from Staples Motley. I think in the championship match, Staples was ahead, had Chatfield shut out until that match, and Reese, I think, lost her first loss to Chatfield, for Staples.
Sam shoots in on a nice single, and then he switches it to a double, but they were right out on the outside circle. Little confidence builder for him.
Yep.
Did not get the takedown, but it puts a little note into their, into Reese's head that he's coming, and
right.
Sam just about got it. If they would have had a little more room, you would have got the takedown.
And Sam got to watch him last night, so
right.
He knows what he likes to do.
Yeah, Sam's having a heck of a year, 41-3. So, senior year, he's putting it out, and he's interviewed him yesterday, and one of the leaders of the team, and super nice kid.
And I think he won all three matches, so actually 44-3.
Oh, nice takedown.
Got a takedown.
Kind of a little ankle pick there. Just trapped that ankle and went around the corner. Nice takedown. Leads 3-0. with a minute 16 to go or so.
Right, right, easy coming up on map one.
Good, we're getting guys close to us. Sam doing a good job of controlling Reese here, just keeping him pinned down to the mat. Reese tries a little short sit out. Sam just powers him back down to the mat. Now he tries a stand up ankle pick by Reese to bring him back down to the mat again. Doing a good job of riding here, staying tight on top. First period just about to end here, 5 seconds to go. Reese on his feet, Sam hanging on for everything he's worth, but Reese is going to spin around and get an escape right as the clock runs out. So 3-1 in favor of Sam Dreets. Well, it must be a second left. No, it's 0, so. Flip of the disc. I think Reese won that because he just went immediately to down. So 3-1 in favor of Sam Dreets. Off the whistle, Reese tries to stand up again. Sam reaches back, just traps that ankle, brings him back to the mat. Kind of got his head in his armpit, trying to work on a head lever. Deep waist on him right now. He was applying a lot of pressure to the top of Cameron down. Now he's trying to tilt. He's got a wrist trapped and an arm hook. Bringing Reese over, he's got to be a little careful. His neck got exposed there. The official was looking right at it, but then he bellied back out. So no points awarded there. Still 3-1 with 1:15 to go in the second period. Reese tries another stand-up. Sam just reaches down and grabs that ankle and brings Reese right back to the mat. Reese coming around, gets on his feet, and Sam just pushes him away. Go back after a takedown here. Both guys in a front head tie. Oh, Reese shoots in on a nice single, trying to swing around on Sam. Sam's got an arm bar on the near arm there, but Reese is way around the corner. Right out on the edge of the mat, Reese steps up, trying to get a body lock in. Just one step out of bounds, and there would be a restart, fresh start, but and there they do. Step out of bounds, so 28 seconds to go in the second period here. Both guys on their feet. A little bit of head fighting going on. Each guy, like we said, I've probably said it 100 times down here already, but everybody's not going to overdo anything. You only got to win by one, you know, and you don't want to risk anything by just go charging in there. So everybody wrestles fairly defensively down here. And that's going to stop or end the second period. So Sam will take a 3-2 lead into the second period, and he is going to choose down.
Coming up on mat one will be Blake Easy. He's a senior from Canby, going into the tournament yesterday, 38-9. And the match before him is now over officially. So they'll take off the ankle bands and shake hands, and then Blake will be going on. And he'll be wrestling Quinton Lewis, a junior from Fulton Murray County Central, with a 31-10 record. They possibly have wrestled each other through elementary wrestling anyway. Fulton Murray County Central is right not too far away in southwest Minnesota.
Over on the Greets mats, Reese let Greets go right away. Sam chose down to start that third period. Reese cut him loose, and Sam shot in on a dandy single, but just about got around the corner and couldn't quite get control of stuff, and they sat there for a while, so the official called a stalemate and back on their feet. Leading 4-3 right now.
Lewis match, Lewis shot in, and Easy sprawled out, and they went off went off the mat. So a fresh start. Almost ran into the referee on the adjacent mat.
Reese shoots in on a low single on Sam Dreeth. He's trying to just push that head down and stuff him. There is 35 seconds to go in the period. Now Reese has got Sam up on his foot hopping around trying to sweep that other leg. Got a lot of time here. Oh, he lets go of it. He had that high single. He had Sam up hopping around on one foot. He just kind of lost control of it. Sam comes shooting back in.
Blake Giese matched with Lewis, went in there on a nice single leg takedown and went around the corner on Lewis and got the takedown and stopped for blood right now.
And that's going to end the match over for Sam Dreeth. He is going to win a 4-2 decision in the first round of the state tournament. Very good match.
Well, the getting the blood off. This is how Blake Easy got here individually. Won by fall in the first period of 1:32 over Gabriel Bertstrom from Bold. They won 13-2 over Mason Javers from Mineola. And then he lost to Brett DeRue from BBE, but there was no second match. Second place, so he ended up second in Section 3, single A. Okay. Finish up. Blake Leasy let Lewis go. Now with 28 seconds and running, he's in there again on a fireman's carry. Right on the edge.
Right on the circle. If he can pop his head out of there, you'll get a three-pointer. He's working on it. There he is. Beautiful. 13 seconds to go. He pulled that out. So
6-1.
Right out on the edge of the circle. They're just going to sit there and let the period expire, I think. And that looks like it's the way it's going to go. 6-1.
Brock here
coming up on mat 4. He will be wrestling Kane Larson of Fillmore Central, Landboro, Marble Canton.
Didn't see who won the toss, but Easy chose down to start the second period. Did a quick stand-up, and Lewis went up with him and tried to get off, get the escape, but went off the mat, so another quick start from referee's position. Once again, he stands up.
The power stand up.
Yeah. Quick on that. Lewis picks him up and brings him down, but immediately, Easy's back up on his feet.
Right out on the edge of the circle here.
So he's quick out the whistle. He has a good whistle. See what he does this time, if he stands up again or tries something different. Up and go. Oh, he almost, Lewis goes with him and almost went over the top of him. Now, Easy trying to come out the back door.
He's working on that. There he pops his head out of there. He's just got to get his one leg freed up. Potentially dangerous. He was kind of cranking that thing over, so. Fresh start again, 1:15 to go. Off the whistle this time, Lewis beats him to the punch a little bit. Blake was doing some really nice stand-ups for a little bit, but he blocked that one. Now he's got a double underhook on the legs. Blake out here. Blake gets back up to his base. Got a hold of the one wrist, I think. We might have Brock Cure coming up here shortly, too. I think there was a quick pin. We were watching Blake on mat 1 here, I think, on mat 4. Brock Cure might be coming out.
Yep.
Yep, now they got it. Yep, there we go. Just changes up on the board.
wrestling Kane Larson from Fillmore Central, Lanesboro, Mabel, Kansas. Larson comes in and gets that Russian tie. Finally, Brock peels that back out, and now Larson shoots in on a high single. Brock has a wizard on that, hopping around on the mat. And no points awarded yet. Now there is, right out on the edge of the circle. Larson finally tripped him down. Now he has Brock in the near side cradle, I think, but Brock is off the mat. So if Larson tips him over, they're going to be out of bounds when that happens. So three in favor of
Kane Larson and Fillmore Central. That's the safe zone, yeah. And let's Fear go.
Now Fear, well, they're both black uniforms.
another takedown.
Yep.
For Larson. And the easy match, 9-1.
In good control here. Just got to finish the deal. 1:25 to go in the easy match. Oh, he shoots in on a nice fireman's carry. Actually got so deep that Lewis stepped over the top of it, and he did get a takedown out of that, so 9-4. Back over on the Fear mat. 6-2 right now. Brock did get away.
Lewis and Geezy, they're right on the edge of the mat.
Larson gets another takedown on Brock Fear, so it'll be 9-2. Short time, looks like 5 or 6 seconds left on the clock, so both wrestlers will probably just kind of sit there. Although, bottom guy can get away in 5 seconds, so Brock might try and fire out of this. Does a little short stand-up. Tries a little tip over, but Larson blocks it out, and that's going to end the period. 9-2.
Easy Lewis match has been stopped for a bloody nose. But still 9-4 in favor of Easy when wrestling resumes. I think he's ahead.
Brock Fear won the flip of the disc, and he chose neutral.
Got 42 seconds left in the third period.
Brock Fear shoots in on a nice, had a nice double leg takedown there, but obviously Larson is very powerful. He just kind of shoved him down underneath him and went around the corner and got another takedown, so 12-2 right now.
All right, we're ready to resume with 40 seconds left. Easy tried to stand up. Lewis trying to break him down and putting him in a near side cradle. But here comes Easy really jumping, trying to get out of there.
Caught in a little near side cradle there. He's fighting hard, but he's going to, looks like he might be able to come out of this.
He's got a. Lewis has got a 2-point reversal, but he's going to get back points. Now, and
Easy comes back around and gets a reversal, so that's going to
end it at 11-8 in favor of Blake Easy, but
that got a little tight.
Might get a little gray hairs out of that, so, but he came through. Boy, Lewis had that near side cradle in really, really tight, and Easy was just kicking like he could get out of there, and he finally did roll around and got the reversal at the very end. But,
over on the Fear match, Kane Larson chose neutral, 12-3 right now. Shoots in on another double leg takedown on Brock Cox and rolls him over the top, trying to wizard it, just hipping into him. Reaches for that far arm, but Larson pulls that away.
Larson kind of trapped in between the legs, now comes out the back door and gets another three-point takedown.
We got Eli Gurnas coming up on map three. And the match before is in the first period.
So we'll start of period three here. I did not, well, it, Brock chose neutral, so now Larson chose neutral. Brock takes him down with a fireman's carry there and just about pulled him over to his back. So 15-5 right now. Boy, he had just about locked up the cradle there on Larson, and that could have been trouble. Now Larson kind of spins around underneath and gets a reversal on Brock. So 17 to 6. He's got Brock in a front or a cross face here, trying to dig that far side cradle, and Brock's blocking that off all he can. And I think Larson has got his hands hooked up together, trying to hip him over. Brock grabs that inside leg, just about takes Larson to his back, and now Larson abandons that cradle. He is going to get, I think, a three-point near fall out of that, though. And he comes back out on top. This Larson's a tough kid. Well, we got 20-6 right now. Larson turning here over if he gets any near fall points there.
Yep,
there it is. Got a three-point near fall, and that's going to be a tech fall at 29 seconds left to go. So 5:31.
We'll have Eli Gurnas coming out on map three. The match before is in the third period. With no, it's just
second period.
Ending the second.
Yeah. 1:44 and just started the second period.
Okay.
On map three?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, we're waiting. You can go through.
Eli Gurnas is on map three right now. Yep, they just started.
Yeah.
When we missed most of the first period, they were talking about the other two matches. So, yeah, Eli is going right now. He is
1-0.
It's 0-0 yet. So this has been a good duel. Leah shoots in on a low single, has got Gurnas up hopping around on one leg, and they go out of bounds. That's still 0-0. Halfway through the, or a little over halfway through the second period, so this has been a good match, too. Going to be a caution on, or they're checking on something here with the scoreboard. Had the wrestlers set ready to go, and all of a sudden they stopped it and talking about something over by the scoreboard. I don't know what the discussion is, but it says they got some confusion going on at the score table. It was 3-0. Both wrestlers standing in the middle. They want to get going. They don't want to just stand around. For as nice as the day it is, it's actually kind of cool in here, I think.
Eli has a current record of 40-2 and a career record of last season towards the end with an injury. And got some comments here from head coach Matt Mervick about Eli.
Both wrestlers are standing out there coming out like, let's go.
Eli has been a great regular season
season this year, has competed against some very high ranked wrestlers, and only two losses are number one seed and the number two seed in, at 189. Both were in overtime, so he's really doing a good job. 102-49 is his career record going in.
How did he get here?
He got here by he had a first round bye and won 7-6 over Aaron Jones from KMS. He lost 3-2 in overtime to Peyton Emmerstead from Gainesville. No true second, so was runner up in section 3A.
Wow, I don't know what's going on at the scoreboard there, but they got a couple people over working on it that they called in. They're not the normal table workers, so they're, I don't know if the clock is locked up or
the score or what. Yeah.
I thought they awarded Leah with a takedown there right toward the end of that period, but then they were just getting ready to start the next period, and then all of a sudden the clock's at like 1:30. So coaches are talking to Eli a little bit. They can do that during a break like this. I don't think they can step on the mat like a blood timeout, but they can visit with them. Now it looks like they might have it figured out. That does. It's still 0-0 on the scoreboard, so there was no takedown awarded there, so looking
1:28 in the second period.
Oh, Eli comes around on a switch coming around the corner, and Leah just follows that with a switch of his own and finally just pushes Eli away, so Eli gets an escape here.
Leading now 1-0. Locked up right on the edge of the mat by the...
Oh, nice fireman's carry. He's got him right on the edge of the mat. His feet are in bounds, and he's got him on his back. Leah fought through that, but I think Eli's going to get at least probably 3 points near fall out of this. I saw a few counts from the official. Beautiful fireman's carry. So he all of a sudden turned the score to 4-0 real quick.
The best time to score points is right after you have a score point, so a takedown and then right to the back.
He did not get any near fall off that. I thought I saw the official count a couple. He had him on his back after that fireman's carry for a little bit, but must have not been over that 45-degree angle. So right off the whistle, Leah just hits a real quick sit-out, but Grudas just pulls him back around. Now he's way up on his head, jumps back around, hooks an ankle. 20 seconds to go here in the second period. 4-0 lead for Eli. Leah just sprawled out on the mat, just flat. Now he gets back up to his base. Got the Iowa ride on here, just applying a lot of pressure. Leah comes up to his feet, and that's going to end the second period. So Eli takes a 4-0 lead into the second period. Good period, and he's going to go down. I didn't see. Is that what he chose, down?
Yeah.
Okay. Good place to be when you're leading.
Yeah. Oh, stand up, and kind of lost his balance.
Yep.
And Eli turned right back into him and got the reversal.
Just about got some near fall points out of that. He had Leah in trouble for a little bit. It was like he stood up so fast and knocked him backwards and just spun around and put him right to his back, but now he's got him in the butcher trying to run that around, just taking his time because he's got all kinds of time to get this. It's getting close. It's got to be, the official just about got down there. Now Leah catches up and snags one of his ankles, but Eli Grudas applying a lot of pressure to Alex Leah right now. And he's in a pinning combination, so they won't stop it. There he's getting some near fall points. No, just
pretty high. He's probably not going to pin him on that.
No, going to get four near fall points out of it.
10-0 right now?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
0-0 at the end of the second period.
Yeah.
Been a lot of points here in the third period. I don't know if Leah just gassed a little bit or what, but Eli has definitely taken control of this third period.
That stand-up was so powerful by Eli.
Yeah, just kind of knocked him back off balance. Now he goes up to a stiff crossface. Got that near ankle hook, just trying to lift with a tilt on that. He's going to get more near fall out.
Nope.
Leah rolled back out of that. Down to 25 seconds to go here, third period, looking in control here. Here's where you got to be smart, not do anything to get caught or anything, and just advance on in the tournament. He's got the leg in on the left side of Leah right now, just controlling him, not letting him come up. 5 seconds to go here, third period. It looks like this is the way it's going to end. 10-0. Nice match.
Nice job.
He pushed him away right at the end. Just gave Leah a free point, but he ends up winning 10-1. Nice match there by Eli Grunas. Just controlled the whole thing.
That's right. Okay, nobody that we can see on deck, so we'll take a break and we'll come back with more wrestling action from the Xcel Energy Center in Class A.
The new 2025 Fords are arriving daily at Lee Motor Company dealer located East Highway 212. And because of that, they're offering clearance prices on remaining 2024s. You'll also get special financing and cash rebates on select models. They have a great selection of used vehicles on the lot too, like a 2022 Ford Escape SE all-wheel drive with only 12,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2021 Ford Bronco Big Bend 4x4 Sharp with only 23,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 XLT Sport, only 39,000 miles on it? And be sure to check out their website at leemtrco.com or give them a call, 320-769-2365. Lee Motor Company, Dawson.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering 4 locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley.
This is Jack Morris, Hall of Famer and 1973 graduate of St. Paul Highland Park High School. You are listening to the Minnesota State High School League Tournament. We are the league.
Variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd, and Madison.
It's 11:59. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Okay, back here at the Xcel Energy Center, we're waiting for Caleb Gill here, a sophomore. It's just not up right now, is he? No.
What's on? Yeah. Is that not Candy? Uniform just. But here is Mineola.
Yeah, Mineola.
Yeah, be the next match.
Okay, he won. This is how he got here. He won his first match at fall at 148 over Logan Johnson from KMS. And he won 14-6 over Jacob Savvy from Quad County. And then he lost by a fall, Carson Gilbert from BBE. No true second match, so he ended up in second place. He will be wrestling George Doherty, Jr. from Lesueur Henderson,
with a 32 in record going into yesterday's action. Doherty had two bye in the first round of the section, and also bye in the second round. In the next round, he won by fall at 106, a minute and 6 seconds over Gianni Lopez, a junior from Sibley East, and then he won by fall in the finals at 338 over Charlie Wetzel, a senior from St. Agnes. So that's his first round opponent.
I think he'll be coming up shortly here. There was a quick pin on mat number three right before him, so K.O. Pierce should be about ready to step out. I don't see him coming out of the tunnels yet, but should be shortly.
Well, this is what Matt Mervick had to say about Kim. Kim, 6-11 record. Kim has had a great regular season, wrestling at 172 pounds for the team. Kim moved up to the 215 individually and put together a great section tournament. This will be Kale's first trip to the state tournament with a career record of 39 wins and 23 losses.
The both guys are stepping out on the mat. Kale is going to be the green leg band. Both light blue singlets, but one guy has a t-shirt on, so that'll make it easy to distinguish them. So,
yep.
George Doherty from Le Sueur Henderson, 30-2 junior.
Yeah.
Does a little head snap down on Kale. Kale slides by it, and both guys back up on their feet.
Yeah. Like Matt Mervick said, he's really not a 215 pounder. To help the team out, he moved up a weight individually here, so yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about dieting.
No, not at all.
Full strength, which nice action there by the wrestlers, but I thought they went out of bounds, but nope, the official's going to award a 3-point takedown for Doherty.
Doherty, yeah.
Pretty quick movement for some big guys here.
Right on the edge of the mat.
So a little over a minute to go here in the first period, and they were right on the edge of the circle. And so a little bit of movement, and they finally got out of bounds.
Yeah, and then they walked back to the circle, starting circle, and Doherty looks like he probably had to cut weight to make 215.
Yeah, he's a thick kid.
Big cut.
Off the whistle, he just hammers on the elbow of Fear and breaks him down to his stomach. Fear gets back up to his base. Doherty just riding that near side ankle. Now he lets it go. Got a deep waist in on Kale here, trying to just take the wind out of him.
His folks are Stacy and Chris. Oh, Kale doing a good job of trying to get up to his base,
yeah,
and spin around, and Doherty just riding along for the ride.
Oh.
Going the same way with him. Now he breaks him down to his base.
Trying to dig an arm back, get an arm bar here. He does get an arm bar in on Kale on the left side, trying to take him over. Oh, and he does take Kale over right on the edge of the circle. This is really, really super tight, and there's the fall.
Oh, wow.
That was a really tight. Well, you get big guys like that, they get an armbar and reach up for a half. There's not much forgiveness there. I mean, that was super tight. Yeah, that kid's a legit 215 pounder. Yeah, might be why he's 30-2. Was at 150.
Okay. Now we can take a break, and we'll be back when Double A comes out with Eli Olson, followed by Ben Gunlickson and Cameron Sather for Double A. So keep that dial tuned to Q92, and we'll be back when Eli comes out. So back to you in the studio.
Looking for a good used car or pickup? Countryside Auto in Mineota has a large selection of used cars and pickups to choose from. Countryside Auto's slogan, "You auto come to us for all your vehicle needs." Check out their website at csota.com to view the large selection of vehicles. Countryside Auto is located right off Highway 68 in Mineota. They're easy to find and easy to deal with. Countryside Auto, Mineota.
Hero's Sports Bar and Grill in Canby has homemade meals by day, and they're a watering hole by night. Hero's is capable of hosting a wide range of events, birthdays, weddings, reunions, and parties. Come on in, watch Canby Lancers sports on the TVs. Open daily for lunch, and remember, bingo is back on Tuesdays with burger night specials. Hero's Sports Bar and Grill open Monday through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., located at 205 West 1st Street, Canby.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
Check out great deals at Jim's Market Wine and Spirits this week. A 24-pack of Budweiser, Bud Light, or Select 55 is $20.25. All variety packs of Carbliss Craft Cocktails, $19.49. A 3-liter box of Summit Wine, $14.99. A 24-pack of Aquafina Water, $5.99. Jim's Market Wine and Spirits, 4th through Sunday, March 2nd.
The top U.S. dollar index up 0.351.
Okay, we're going to cut away from the Linder Farm Network for a bit here and head back to the XL Energy Center in St. Paul for more wrestling action individual tournament today with Dick Newman and Danny Lee. Take it away there, guys.
Well, thank you, man. Leonard and Ben Gunnlaugsson is out on that six right in front of us. And he is wrestling Grady Young, a freshman from Piers.
Right off the whistle, Ben steps in and grabs that Russian tie. He loves working out of that little arm drags and shucks. And, he gets Young down underneath him. Young is just a freshman. He tries to tilt Ben here. Ben steps up and throws a wizard in on that side. Ben tried a little hip toss there, but Young stepped around and kind of body locked. Now Ben snaps him down. Young falls down into Ben's ankle, and he's just hanging onto that for dear life. Ben trying to hook up a tilt here. Hey. We got Young is just a freshman that Ben is wrestling right here, so pretty inexperienced for as much time as Ben has put on the mat. Going to be a stalemate.
Yeah, and we have to apologize. We missed the Eli Olson's match. We'll talk about that when we get a chance. But, everybody missed it. We've talked to him. So.
Other than the manager and the coaches, obviously. Yeah. But, yeah, it was a real quick pin, so didn't miss much here. But we know that he pinned his opponent, and he's moving on.
Yeah.
Ben trying to get around the corner there. Young's kind of shot down. He's got a knee cupped here. Now he switches over to double, trying to pick Ben up. Ben just hanging on to that one leg, just pulling it around, hoping for a stalemate. Official keeps moving back and forth. Now Young goes the other way. Ben stays with that leg. They're right out on the outside of the mat. Young tries to step over the top of Ben, and Ben gets the takedown there. Good scramble. Just stayed with it, and then... when Young come around, Ben just kind of slipped his head on the one side and ended up in an IO ride and got a quick takedown. And that is going to end the first period. 3-0.
Young defers. Ben's going to choose down.
He was very quick off the whistle here. Just kind of sat there to see what Young was going to do this time.
Ben's record is 38-4, and Young's record is 28-13.
Ben does a short little sit out here. Oh, and he gets it. He catches Young kind of trying to bull rush him, and he had him in a pinning combination, but just secured the reversal. So he takes a 5-0 lead here.
Now he's working on a cradle.
Oh, this is tight. There's the fall.
Okay.
Shortly into the 1:31 left, so we'll go with two and a half minutes.
Okay.
So he advances on into the tournament.
Now, what happened with Eli is that they switched mats and they didn't get it up on the scoreboard, or didn't have time to get it up online or anything, and evidently Eli got a quick pin.
Well, we were watching the board up here, which it shows the undecked guys and stuff. We never saw it, and all of a sudden the weights are getting bigger. It's like, well, where did Eli go? And,
How you doing?
Just talking to Jimmy Williams here.
Yep. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, good seeing you, Jimmy.
Talk to you later.
All right, sounds good. But anyway, Eli went out, and it was sort of like a fast fall, so we didn't miss much, and we'll make sure we get it covered later down the road. But
who was it against?
He beat William Zugelberg, freshman from Bloomington, Kennedy.
Okay.
So, yeah, he talking to his dad last night, and he said he was just focused, like, you know, he was ready to go, and obviously he went out there and got a quick pin for himself, and that's always a good feeling for a start.
And with the win, Eli now will be 42-2 on the season.
And 56 and 34
career wise,
and
he's got another year.
Just a junior,
yep.
So yeah, he's gonna have an impressive record by the time he's done with all this. I mean, you can pile up 50 wins pretty easy if you make it down in the state tournament. So yeah, he probably will go over the 200 mark.
Well, Ben is in that same category,
right?
He now is 39-4 and 152-36 career wise.
Look at those two records.
Yep.
155-34 and 151-36.
Well, that's, and we got another one. Cameron Sasser coming up.
Great.
And he's currently with a 37-9 record, but 165 career wins. He's 10 away from 175.
Unbelievable.
And the reason why Eli's in third place is that he couldn't wrestle for the 7th and 8th grade because he didn't make weight for 100. For the first weight class, you have to weigh 90 pounds. He never did that.
Well, I think even as a freshman, he had to drink a bunch of water before he stepped on the scale. So he's wrestled light until this year.
Yeah.
His whole career, so yeah. But wow, all that hard work that he endured, it's paying off dividends down here, so
for sure. So, well, we've got Cameron Sasser coming up. I don't know if we can see him on deck or in the hole yet.
I do not see him on deck, so we could send it back for a little bit and let you know when we need it back.
Yep.
We're going to head back to the XL Energy Center. We got more wrestling coming up right now, some of the area guys, so let's turn it back over to Dick and Dan.
Thank you, Maynard, and welcome back. Cameron Sather coming out. He'll be wrestling
Kobe Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
Cameron and Cameron.
Yeah. We'll call it Cameron and probably Sather and Cameron.
There you go.
But
Cameron's going to have the green ankle bracelet on. They just shook hands and we're ready to go. Cameron, Kobe Cameron is a real tall 152-pounder. Tries to do a little ankle sweep on Cameron, but he blocks that off and shoves him away. Both guys just being a little cautious at the start of the mat. Nobody wants to make a mistake and give up a quick 3 or 5 points or something.
Kobe Cameron is from Little Falls, 27-13, junior. Cameron Sather, junior, also 37-9.
Beautiful shuck there by Cameron. He shucked him so hard, he threw him right by him. He had to go down in a low ankle, and he picked that up and then did a nice high single trip, so he gets the takedown. Boy, that was a power shuck right there. He just ripped his head by him.
Cameron Sather has been on the varsity probably since eighth grade, and he's got 165 career wins.
Yeah, he's had quite a career.
Just a junior.
All three of our guys that are down here at the state tournament are juniors, and that's wonderful to have.
Yeah, I call them, I'll wait till a break or something.
Off the whistle, Kobe Cameron tries a little sit-out. Cameron follows him around. Now Kobe does another little sit-out, spins around, and Cameron just lets him go. So 3-1. 35 seconds to go here, first period. Yeah, Cameron, he's lifted hard in the off seasons, and really, he's got a nice build, and he's got tremendous speed. So he's got a very nice combination for wrestling there. Kobe Cameron tried to shoot at him, and Cameron doesn't do a lot of throwing, but just about lateral drop Cameron. Oh, there he tripped backwards. Now Cameron steps in. There's a body lock. Somebody's going to fly. Cameron's got a deep half in. He's going to get a three-point takedown out of that. That's the power of Cameron right there. He just muscled up and stuck the half Nelson and then hip locked Kobe Cameron over. That's going to end the first period, 6-1.
Kobe Cameron. A
little bit of blood out there.
Okay. Yeah, the three United wrestlers, they're all juniors. They all have over 100 wins. They're all ranked in
50.
all ranked in the guillotine. So I call them the three musketeers during wrestling. But away from wrestling, I call them the three stooges.
Yeah. Well, they're having a lot of fun wrestling together on this team, and they put together a pretty good year.
Yeah.
New Ulm, who we wrestled in the team tournament, took us out, but like we talked about before, they are physical and young. They're going to be something to deal with, and then Marshall ended up winning it all as a team. So,
yeah, and Team United wrestled some quality teams throughout the year, and they beat some.
Yeah. Ready to go back in action here. Cameron chooses down. I believe Kobe Cameron deferred, and Cameron chose down. Off the whistle, tries to stand up. Kobe Cameron lifts him up and brings him back to the mat.
Now he's up to his base, working on some hand control. Kobe Cameron trying to grab his wrist. And
just kind of sitting parallel on top of Cameron. Not really trying anything. The official, I thought when he stepped in there, was maybe going to call a stalling there, but he's got Cameron hits a quick switch. Kind of just missed it a little bit. I think it was probably because Kobe Cameron reached up and grabbed his one arm and stopped him from spinning just a little, but close to a nice reversal there. Trying to work, get back up on his feet, getting some hand control. It's going to be a stalemate.
Okay. Get a fresh start.
Yep.
Watch him bust out of there if he can. Lance is on the left side. Oh, a nice stand-up.
Tries to hit a stand-up. Cameron just brings him back down to the mat. Right back into that straight body ride. Now Cameron up to his feet, hanging on to one of Kobe Cameron's hands. Now he does a short little sit out. Kobe Cameron tries to stick in the legs on that. Cameron catches the one leg. He's blocking the other one. Now Cameron gets it hooked. Brings Cameron Sather over to his stomach. Applying a lot of pressure to Cameron's head. Cameron just muscles up, get back up to his base. You do not want to lay on your belly with them so they can roll you around. Down to 19 seconds here in the second period. From what I caught at the end of the first period, I think it will be Kobe Cameron's choice. It's going to be a class, so Cameron's going to pick up an easy point. And I think they'll stop it right there. So a class, a technical violation. Cameron will get 1 point out of that. Cameron Sather will.
Now it's 7-1 in his favor. Kobe Gannon going to choose down to start the third period.
So 7-1.
Cameron Sather riding from the left side. Kobe Cameron.
They stand up. Always stand up. Cameron's trying to lift him, brings him back down to the mat. Nice lift there.
Yeah.
No slam because he was down. 9 times out of 10, if your knees are on the mat, they're not going to call a slap,
right.
Slam. And Cameron lifted him up and rotated him and then got his knees to the mat before he hit the mat. So nothing wrong with that.
He's working to get an arm back. And all to the side.
Going to be stalling on Kobe Cameron here, just kind of buckling up underneath. The official likes to see action. Cameron's trying to turn him, but like I said earlier, Kobe Cameron's a pretty long, tall, 152-pounder.
He's got an arm bar in.
Takes a quick peek at the clock. A minute 10 to go here. He's got plenty of time and doesn't have to score. He's just got to stay busy on top and keep jumping side to side and act like he's trying to get that arm bar over. And there he does get the arm bar over. He's going to get a couple points out of this. No points awarded yet because he still has that same arm bar. Trying to run him over the top again.
He's got to be careful where his feet are because they're right on the edge of the mat.
Yep, right on the edge. Tries to drag Kobe Cameron in. He's going to get a two-point near fall.
Yep.
So 9-1 right now. In control with 30 seconds to go here in the third period. Right out of the circle. Both wrestlers are just kind of sitting there. The officials letting them. Now Cameron reaches up. He's got a far wrist and a half Nelson and tries to go to a power half. He turns him that way. He's going to be out of bounds. So, but it's killing time. Now he breaks Kobe Cameron back down to his belly. 15 seconds to go. Looks like this one's going to end up 9-1. Nice advancement match for Cameron here. They're out of bounds, so no matter what happens, it's going to be no points awarded. 1 second to go on the clock, so that's going to take care of that. I'm sure Kobe Cameron will just sit there. Nothing he can do.
The clock says 0 seconds.
Well, they're okay. The official's going to start it and just blow it. And he gave him a couple seconds, but
yeah.
It's going to end up 9-1, so Cameron advances on the winning side of the bracket over Kobe Cameron of Little Falls.
And the Team United, three wrestlers all won, so that's good. We'll take this break, and we'll come back, and we'll recap what happened this morning until this point after this.
Do you want a more accurate mammogram? Only Genius 3D mammography exams are clinically proven to detect 20 to 65% more invasive breast cancers compared to 2D alone. Get a Genius exam at Appleton Area Health today. Call 320-289-1580 to schedule your appointment.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. WOW Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by WOW Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Okay, back here at the XL Energy Center in class 3A, there were 10 wrestlers that we covered, 6 from Canby and 4 from Mineola, and this is how they did. At 114 pounds from Canby, Isaac Guzman wrestled Christian Petchel from Frazee and won by a tech fall at the minute and 56 seconds. He will be wrestling again this late morning or early afternoon.
At 121 pounds, Eli Greenman went out. Pretty easy match. Was leading 6-1 and ended up pinning his opponent, Creighton Hoban of Manoman Waban, So he advances on to the tournament.
At 133 pounds, Adam Duramek from Minnesota, the first of the four Vikings, wrestled Reggie George from Osakis and won by a major decision 10-2. And he will advance.
At 152, Sam Greets from Canby beats Riley Reese from a tough Staples Motley team. We watched them wrestle yesterday, and this was a great match. It was back and forth. Sam Greets hung on and won this duel or match 4-2, so he advances on into the tournament.
At 160 pounds from Canby, Blake Easy, he wrestled Etten Lewis from Fulton Murray County Central. That was a wild match. Eventually won by the score of 11-8. He had a big lead, and Lewis came back. And Easy had to come off his back to win that.
Yep, get a reversal.
That was a good one. And he will advance on.
At 189 pounds from Minnesota, Eli Grunis, wrestled Alex Leah from Westfield, ended up controlling that match pretty much the whole time. Well, first period was 0-0, but after that, he was in control. Ends up winning that match 10-1, and he advances on.
Okay, then not so good of news. At 127 pounds for Canby, Ty Renegard lost his first match. Braden from Adrian. If Raiden wins, Ty will have a wrestle back. Otherwise, he's been eliminated from the tournament.
Yeah, and that'll go with all these next three that, or next four that end up getting defeated here. And at 145 pounds, Talon Merritt of Canby wrestled Orton Hart, and he ended up getting tech-falled in the third period, 16-1, so he drops back in, and then the fate of his tournament experience is going to rest on Oren going and winning his next match.
Then at 172 pounds from Minnesota was Brock Fear. He lost by a tech fall to Kane Larson from Fillmore Central, Lanesboro, Marville, Canton. By a tech fall, and Larson has to win in order for Brock Fear to have another match.
And then at 215 pounds, Cale Fear out of Minnesota ran into a tough George Doherty that we talked about the build on this kid. He was thick from his chin all the way down to his calves. I mean, you can tell that guy was a legit two. Ended up catching Cale and pinning him at the 150 mark, so KO goes back into the room, and his fate lies on George Doherty's win the next round.
Then we go to Double A at 107 pounds. Eli Olson came out and beat the scoreboard, I think. He went out and wrestled William Burdenberg from Bloomington Kennedy and pinned him before the scoreboard could even put the match up.
Yep, they said he didn't even come up on the scoreboard.
We missed it. Paul Ramos has been helping us out, telling us when the next wrestler would come up, and he missed it. And even the manager.
Yep. The coaches, it was a last-second change, they said. They were getting down to the... there was still some... Single A out there, and ended up moving Eli over, and then it was a quick fall. So, I mean, the coaches and the manager knew about it, but nobody else. So that's what we don't like about the way they're running this now, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. So he advances on, and we don't know who we will wrestle, but when we come back on the air after lunch, we'll have a better idea.
Then at 139 pounds for Team United, Ben Gunlickson went out, wrestled the tough match, just controlled the first period, ended up getting a reversal in the second period, and then caught Grady Young, just a freshman from Piers. It pinned him at the 230 mark of the second period, so he advances on.
And then finally, Cameron Sather went out and wrestled Cody Cameron from Little Falls and won a major decision 9-1, and he will advance on. So as far as Team United is concerned, the Three Musketeers won.
Yeah,
so
they all three look good, and we were talking to some of the parents last night, and they said the kids are really focused. So that's, coming down here last year as a team and getting that experience, that's the difference down here. So
that completes what wrestling that we covered during this first round of the individual tournament. It will continue on for another round, but they're at about 172 pounds, maybe 189 pounds, and then it'll start all over with class triple A and then single A. So I would guess we would probably be back probably, what time is it now?
110.
110? I'm not sure when we'll be back.
We'll just keep people posted.
Yeah, what does it say on the schedule? Is there...
Yeah, that one really doesn't have much, so...
I don't know if we'll be back yet before 4 o'clock session or not, with the 5 o'clock session. I'm guessing we'll be one more round, so probably at least 45 minutes we'll be back, and once we find out, we'll let the radio station know.
And they said they're not going to take any breaks in between sessions. They're going to just keep it rolling, so it could go pretty quick, but it's going to be a while.
Yeah. Okay, with that,